Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday. It's Bad Choice Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday. This is your fault.
So we celebrate a little gluttony and gorging yourself with food on a Bad Choice Friday with Thanksgiving coming up with Weird Al Yankovic. We celebrate gluttony and gorging yourself on a Bad Choice Friday with Weird Al Yankovic.
Just eat it. Get yourself an egg and feed it.
Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. Will it be Weird Al and Fat or Weird Al and Eat It? Either way, Weird Al Yankovic is a winner today.
Yes, indeed.
I think lyrically he just hits harder on Eat It.
Yes. He does. Yeah, he seems more emphatic, man.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, like Fat. Good song.
Sure.
Like, look. I mean, he was in his bag.
Oh, yeah. He was feeling the bag.
With the holidays coming up, y'all, don't forget that the men's room Ola Days Holiday Porter is out for Black Raven Brewing in limited form and in draft only. Here are a few of the locations. Hopefully, you can go ahead and get yourself a nice cold porter. The 884 Pub in Bremerton.
Yes.
Our friends on the other side of the pond there. Also, at the Boston Harbor Marina. That is located in Olympia, Washington.
That'd be Haba.
Haba.
Iron Duck Public House. North Bend. I believe we've been there before.
Iron Duck?
I believe we have. Levitate Gastro Pub.
Oh, North Bend, yeah. If there's a bar in North Bend, there's a very good chance we've been there, yes.
Levitate is in Issaquah. Local Boys Tap Room in Gig Harbor. I just got word that Murphy's up on 45th in Wallingford.
So nice.
Also has the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter.
That's a great pub, too.
I was going to say, I love that place.
Yeah,
man.
If you don't like the Iron Duck Public House in North Bend, just head on over to the North Bend Bar and Grill.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, they've got it on tap as
Definitely
well.
Been there.
At the Black and Salmon Caesar Salad.
Oddfellows Pub and Eatery in Tacoma.
Love it.
The Rainier Bar and Grill in Enumclaw.
Nice.
The Red Robin in Factoria, Ted.
And the Red Robin.
That's in Bellevue, actually.
Yum.
Riverside Tavern in Falls City. The Roanoke Tavern on Mercer Island. The Sunnydale Saloon in SeaTac. Also available at the Westside Tavern. That is in Olympia, Washington. The Westie on Roosevelt, 65th Street.
All right. There you go, boys.
Wibley's Gourmet Burgers. That's in Bellevue. And Zeke's locations around the area. The complete list we have so far, by the way, is up at KISW.com.
Perfect.
The beer is fantastic, by the way.
Yes, it is.
It contains Grandma's famous rum balls.
Mm. Yeah.
Not only that, but hints of vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices in there.
You forgot chocolate.
And chocolate.
That is correct.
And something else that I don't remember.
And don't forget a portion of that proceeds benefit our friends at the Fisher House. So you're doing some good every time you pick up a Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter, available for a limited time. Hopefully you'll get some there. Over the Thanksgiving break.
And everybody knows Veterans Day and stuff. Remember, every time you drink one of those beers, eat the salsa, you're supporting veterans every day.
Every single time.
Not just 1 month.
And active service members as well.
Correct. Yeah, you know what? You're right.
In the hospital. So that's all good stuff there. Okay, let's see. Do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
Get ya.
Read a few from our question today on the least amount of effort you've ever put into injuring yourself. Guys, I injured myself getting out of bed for work. Pinched a nerve in my lower back. I couldn't stand up. Had to call out sick. Buck said, I needed a doctor's note. I asked, how am I supposed to go to the doctor if I can't stand up? I'll just take a muscle relaxer and come in tomorrow. Guys, I hairline...
But why do people just have muscle relaxers laying around?
Apparently. I do not.
Neither do I. Yeah. And every time I pull a muscle, I'm like, I wish I had some.
Yeah, I have weed.
Yeah. All right, I got topicals.
I got some Advil. Hairline fractured two ribs by coughing. I did have pneumonia, which is why I was coughing a lot. I didn't know you could break ribs by coughing.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
That from Eric and Puyallup. A guy's walking on planks, siding houses, walked right off the edge. 18-foot fall on my head and my shoulder.
Jeez, wow. Man.
18 foot's big.
That is real. That would drive. That would, Jesus. A couple months ago, I was at work with my wife. It was really slow, so we decided to do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Now, the only pencil I could find was a dull construction pencil. So I went to sharpen it, grabbed a razor blade, tripped, and drove the blade halfway through my thumb.
Jeez.
Good times. Guys, this one's easy. I broke my foot in half while trying to get soda out of the fridge at my great-grandma's.
Jesus, man. You did it wrong.
If it wasn't for me rolling my ankle in the Kent Commons parking lot a few weeks back, walking badly over a curb, it's probably not putting in the effort to fully tighten the front wheel of my bicycle. 2014. Riding my bike home from swim team practice, and the wheel comes off. I black out as I go ass over brain, flying off once the front forks dig into the sidewalk. Land head first, with my chin being dragged across the pavement.
Jesus.
I wake up in an ambulance with a messed up face and wrist. Don't even remember when I was that I was still riding when it happened. Just riding along and then teleport into an ambulance in a lot of pain. Make sure your bike is in good working order. Always wear your helmet, y'all.
Yep.
I dislocated my knee once playing tag.
Tag?
Yeah, with a group of buddies and just stopped kind of the... Like, I thought I stopped and my kneecap, or my knee kind of went a different way than my kneecap.
Didn't you do that dancing?
Oh, God damn, I forgot the first time I did
it. That's my favorite story. Yeah. I know it's bad, but it's just, I don't know.
I mean, I guess the first time I did it was playing a sport, but yes, sure. Doing it at homecoming. And I still won Homecoming Kingdom.
Wow.
I'll put that in there.
Guys, while working as a baggage handler, here's another one at SeaTac. I hopped off the cart onto the tarmac, broke my ankle, was out of works for 6 weeks. Thank goodness for Elle and I. Here's a weird one. Brushing my teeth. Old football injury locked up my back. Had to lay on the floor to get my pants on. Another. A group of friends were shooting at abandoned cars. I shot at the engine. The bullet bounced back at me and cracked a rib. I was very bruised as well.
Yeah, how about you?
Luckily,
were, man.
Didn't go through.
Yeah, no kidding.
Your
That's
chest.
Wild.
Snapped my ankle playing tug of war with my friend's German Shepherd on their wedding day. Out 3 months.
On the wedding day.
Here's another.
Damn.
Trying to make homemade tortilla chips by deep frying chopped up tortillas. Putting them out and ended up spilling hot oil all over the back of my hand. It basically turned into one giant bubble almost immediately.
Yep.
Best thing was, when I went to urgent care, the doctor looked at it, told me it looked like it hurt, and asked me if I wanted anything for it. Like, yes. Why do you think I'm here? Gave myself an umbilical hernia for throwing up too much.
All right.
Damn.
I guess that can happen.
Couple more. Just 2 days ago, I stood up from a bar stool, strained my leg. It's a pain that I never experience. The muscle strain starts above my front pants pocket, ends up about halfway down my upper leg. I know it isn't a hernia, probably just age. And one more. I broke my elbow while trying to dunk in ninth grade PE on the side hoop of a gym. Rim didn't break away, and I belly flopped hard. At 6'3", I've only played basketball once since, and I turned 41 today.
Damn.
Okay, do we have time for a few birthday emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company?
Oh, that's me, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Dip responsibly.
Nice work. I got that second half.
Nice
lock.
Nice work.
I just thought maybe it was in Miles' box.
Yeah, I know.
Should be. Let's see here. Hola, naked ladies. Today is our daughter Carly's 10th birthday. She recently joined the Scouts and could use some words of wisdom from you guys. So could you please get you all talking all over each other about scouting advice? Maybe a couple sound bites there, Ted. And some bad jokes from Miles. Have a happy Thanksgiving, bitches. Love y'all from Chris, Cassandra, Calvin, and Corbin in Oak Harbor. Guys, rock on.
Real quick, because I really don't know. Okay, so in Boy Scouts, you aspired to be an Eagle Scout. Do they have the Girl Scout equivalent, or are you just a
Girl
Scout? I
think scouting might just be scouting now, but they do
have Girl Scouts. Right, Boy Scouts are out. I was just talking to a guy that does, like, the sailing part of it.
Yeah.
And he was like, so it's all scouting now. They might still have Girl Scouts, but anybody, like, she might just be a scout.
A scout, yeah. But do you still get Eagle Scout? Well, if you're just a scout, then I would think you could still aspire to be an Eagle Scout.
Well, there's only one Eagle Scout we know, and unfortunately, he's not here.
No, he's not here to talk about it. So, unfortunately, we can't talk about it.
I'll tell you what, though, man. If you are just a scout, do what you can to become an Eagle Scout. Just to accept Miles.
That's all it is.
Get past Life Scout just so next time you meet Miles, you can tell him, I did better than
you. I'm better than you.
Yeah, that would be kind of awesome if she ended up being an Eagle Scout.
You know, I took your advice, and I'm an Eagle Scout now. Miles.
She's 10 years old, so I got some age-appropriate dad jokes on a Dad Joke Friday.
Well, we'll find out.
Why do ducks have tail feathers? Why do ducks have tail feathers?
To cover their quack.
To cover their butt quacks. What's a snake's strongest subject in school?
His snake.
History.
History.
Oh, history. I thought maybe thiaf.
Thiaf.
What do you like, Tyson?
Oh, I mean, he's got a tongue at all fine.
Where do cows go on December 31st? Where do cows go on December 31st?
The Moo Year?
A Moo Year's Eve party.
Moo Year's Eve party.
The laughter's not nearly loud enough.
I turned you down. You got it. You can control it.
What do you call a dog magician?
A dog musician.
A dog magician.
Magician. I don't know.
A labracadabrador.
Okay. All right.
And finally, what do cats eat for breakfast? What do cats eat for breakfast?
What?
Mice Krispies.
Yeah. Why do those make me so happy?
Guys, could you give my beautiful, lovely wife, Teresa, a warm happy birthday? It's her 54th trip around the sun today. She really cringes wanting to have you guys, when I have you guys on the radio in the car. So could you give her a good fart and a cut that bitch off and some turtle sex? Thanks, guys. Been a listener since day one.
Good one.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
And finally, hola, gentlemen, and a positive Friday, one and all. I heard it through the grapevine that today is Michael Bonaparte, Augustus Rappaport, Dominicus Jones, Esquire, Hawk III's birthday. What a momentous occasion. I was doing some research in Madagascar and came across a few archival news articles that entailed some salacious activity on board a sailing vessel with a horde of seemingly good-natured food mascots. The article mentioned some banned substances as part of a native mating ritual involving heavy heating oil, fermented cow intestines, pop rocks, and tab soda. There may have been more to the story, but I was wondering if the old El Capitan has any recollection of this excursion and the recipe. I thought it might be a fun way to celebrate Mr. Hawk's 87th birthday, doggone it. That from the man known formerly as VD.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and obviously, happy birthday to Mike Hawk. And also, happy birthday to the producer of the Men's Room. And I do remember that excursion and the recipe. We had the heavy heating oil in the pop rocks, and fortunately, we had to replace the fermented cow intestines with something called possum gravy. It's best not to ask questions when someone serves you possum gravy. Then to place the tab soda, we bum-rushed a one-legged juggalo and stole a can of Faygo. Mixed it all together and had quite the time. Side note, wasn't supposed to be a mating ritual, but it was. Crunch berries.
I got some dad jokes for on my cock.
Because normally, nice.
He'll censor some of these.
Don't do that to me.
No, I'm not going to do it. Nothing's too bad. These are for Mike.
You're not the right judge.
A man asks his son what he learned at school today. The son thinks for a moment and responds, "Well, Dad, I learned that white people like Sony, Asian people like Panasonic, and black people prefer bows." The father says, "Son, those are just stereotypes."
All right.
Who is a chicken's favorite composer? Who is a chicken's favorite composer?
Bark.
What did the Buddha say to the guy at the pizza parlor? What did the Buddha say to the guy at the pizza parlor?
The Buddha.
Yeah. Guy at the pizza shop.
I don't know. What'd he say?
Make me one with everything.
I got more for Oh My God.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
I broke up with my girl because she wouldn't stop counting.
All right.
I wonder what she's up to now. How many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb? How many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
None. They all just sit in the dark and cry.
Is that for Danny?
What do you call a Spanish guy being discharged from the hospital? A Spanish guy being discharged from the hospital.
I don't know.
Manuel. Okay. How can you convert dollars to pounds?
Don't know.
At Krispy Kreme. And one more. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toodle.
Toodle who?
Where are you going? All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Think about it. I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futt Buck.
Three times fast.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Buck.
Okay, we'll try one more time.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Should have gotten a bit early last night. We had another miss last week, so we'll give it another shot. By the way, this is the third attempt at this Ted versus the FCC tongue twister, which means one way or another after this one, win or lose,
it's done.
It's retired.
Retired, yes.
By the way, good reason to stay up last night worrying about Adrian, so I get it.
Well, no, I had to put him out of my mind, Ted, because we're working on the right. Brother, hey, when it's time to work,
that's right.
Even family, it's like, sorry,
he didn't even look
I will
phone.
Not take his call.
Hope you're in pain.
Stand down.
Right. Once again, this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futt Buck. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC, you got to do that one time through and then three times fast.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz, petting Fat Chuck Futt Buck.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's an interesting name.
fast.
That wasn't even fast. Damn it.
Yeah, it was great.
That's all right.
Okay, coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with the shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come up here to 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Headlines. Smooth. Here's Mike Hogg.
Since Mike's not here, I'll be taking over the duties.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, you didn't need to play that type.
I didn't.
Yeah,
that's right. Guys, it is that time of the year again for Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Holiday Gift Guide.
God, I forget that this thing exists every year.
Do you need to borrow mine?
Your Goop...
gift guide?
Gift guide, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's right. A whole guide.
Okay. Yeah, usually I know you get it too. So just saying, if you don't have yours, you can borrow mine, dog.
All right, cool.
It includes 6 vibrators.
All right.
Which is 6 more than you'll find on Oprah's favorite things list.
I don't know. Oprah's been changing the ways lately.
Some of the other naughty things on the list include a $195 sex pillow.
What is a sex pillow?
I think it just...
The pillow you... Like, okay, yeah.
Puts the butt in the air, so to speak.
Oh, like the wedge.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
A 1,285 kinky advent calendar. Again, an advent calendar for $1,285.
Well, there's sex toys in it.
It comes with a paddle, handcuff wristlets, and restraint tape.
I feel like you could get all that stuff for a lot cheaper.
I use painter's tape because I haven't.
It's a thin line between like kinky and criminal.
Yeah, exactly. They can both be used, you know.
Other highlights include orgasm balm, a massage oil candle. Yes, as the wax melts, it turns into massage oil.
Okay.
Intimacy chocolates, a pelvic clock exercise. Clock.
What is the pelvic clock?
It's an exercise device.
It's got to be kind of like the what are the other ones you can put in there to help the Kegel muscles?
Oh, Kegel muscles, maybe. Yeah,
that
I guess.
Yeah, there's some kind of balls women can use that help strengthen those.
And sleeping glasses that block artificial light.
Sleeping glasses.
The most expensive item on the list is
a golden
a golden diamond chain bracelet. $39,800.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The cheapest thing on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Holiday Gift Guide, that is a $12 bottle of OG Hot Girl Chili Oil. OG Hot Girl Chili Oil.
You think, was Chris Martin? Was that who she was married? Was that the guy's name?
Yep.
Coldplay?
Yep.
Can we just have sex? Like, can we just... Do I have to go through all of this? Sometimes yes. I just want a quickie.
More sex news.
They're both kind of insufferable.
Archaeologists in northern Israel have uncovered a 12,000-year-old clay figurine of a woman with a goose on her back and identified it as the earliest known figurine of human-animal interactions, shedding light on the development of prehistoric artistic and spiritual expression.
At least it was on her back.
The discovery is extraordinary on multiple levels, according to the lead author. Not only... is this the world's earliest figurine depicting human-animal interaction, but it's also the earliest naturalistic representation of a woman found in Southeast Asia. They believe it was baked around 400 degrees Celsius, indicating that the prehistoric community had control over early pyrotechnology.
Okay.
Right? But the forward-leaning position of the woman is also inconsistent. given that a wild living goose would not naturally adopt the posture on the human back that the goose has. This representation seems to depict an objective reality. The posture of the bird is an accurate, naturalistic depiction of a male goose mating with a woman by mounting the back of the squatting female.
They made a statue of a goose having sex with a woman?
12,000 years old.
That seems to be able to go on with that, yeah.
The first archive of bestiality that they've ever found.
Hey, congratulations to the human race.
More sex news. A new DNA analysis based on a blood-stained cloth taken from the sofa on which Adolf Hitler killed himself in Berlin in 1945 suggests he suffered from a genetic disorder affecting sexual development. The film coming out titled Hitler's DNA, A Dictator's Master Plan, that'll air on the British network BBC and presents claims about Hitler's sexuality, ancestry, and mental health. And it's drawn from the genetic data that they were able to get.
I mean, it's already weird. Didn't he marry, like, his niece or something?
I don't know. I've heard some weird things about the... I don't know. It explains a lot.
According to the documentary, the main finding is that Hitler likely had Kallmann syndrome, a genetic condition that disrupts normal development, both physical, sexual, and mental. It leads to everything from conditions like autism, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. But more than that, the researchers say that his blood is consistent with a 1923 medical examination revealed in 2015, which suggests that Adolf Hitler had an undescended testicle. They add that the syndrome should have altered his testosterone levels and carried a very great chance that he had an incredible micro penis.
Why so angry?
Yeah.
Yeah, explains a lot.
I mean, it does explain a lot.
It explains a lot. As dumb and as superficial as that sounds, like, it's neither of those. That explains a lot.
Right, explains why he's so angry and, yeah. Then he's hopped up on meth all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Florida Man News. 41-year-old man in Florida named Anthony Day was recently spotted marching down the street, buck naked, in 36-degree temperatures.
Damn.
That's cold for Florida.
Yeah.
He wasn't even wearing socks. A driver saw him, called the police. The cops asked Anthony what was going on. He said something about being a little bit of a TikTok prank he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, he said it was a TikTok challenge.
Yeah, but he didn't have anything on him. He was absolutely naked. He did not have a phone.
You think they still have, like, do you have ID? Like, no.
Anthony did not want to answer any more questions from the officers to protect his privacy. He was naked and initially gave the officers a fake name and a fake address. He was charged with indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and resisting an officer without violence. He was booked in jail, buck naked, because the guy did not have any clothes in his possession anywhere.
Right.
So when they put him in the car, he's naked. When they get him in the jail, they book him naked. Maybe by the time that he got to his cell,
then you would get, but they're not going to give you a jumpsuit before you get booked.
Well, here's the other thing, too. You can get booked in and get arrested, but until they, like, you know what I mean? There's charging papers, but until you go see the magistrate or the judge, somebody's got to put you in the jail, or they might just release you.
Right.
So I don't know what he would have in, like, the bulb, in the holding cell. Like, do they just, I don't know what they're
doing. Naked? Billy, that would be bad news. I like that I don't want to answer any more questions. I want you to respect my privacy. Sir, you are naked.
Exactly.
Privacy has gone out the window.
Well, let's go to California, so to speak. Could smoking pot lead people to drink less alcohol? In an experiment, scientists doled out joints and free drinks to see whether this idea, sometimes described as California sober, was survived any kind of scientific scrutiny.
All right.
So the research offers some of the strongest data yet, suggesting that smoking weed does, at least in the short term, curb how much people drink.
I believe that.
Findings were published in the American Journal of Psychiatry on Wednesday and raised questions about the merit of swapping one of these substances for another, especially given growing concern in the public health field about the popularity of weed. Now, the researchers are cautious about making any recommendations based on their findings at this point. Basically, they said this: we're not ready to tell people seeking treatment for alcohol, just go ahead and smoke weed. Hopefully that'll work out. But the research does bring scientists closer to understanding the link between these two substances at a time when many people are leaning on marijuana to try to cut back on alcohol, right?
Sure.
So the people who smoked the higher potency weed ended up drinking about 30% less alcohol, and the lower potency about 20% less. So either way,
Well, some people
drank
that,
less. But I think it's trial and error a lot.
Where, and I don't know. Most people I know that California sober aren't thinking like this replace. They just were like, I had a problem with alcohol. I had to stop drinking, but I still don't mind catching a buzz.
Yeah, so a lot of people, and you figure it out on your own, but like if you smoke weed first and then go drinking, like your night ends prematurely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did have a placebo weed. Those guys drank.
Oh, no kidding.
They didn't get high.
Huh.
And they still were just rifling beers?
Exactly. Exactly. Which, you know, it's kind of weird because sometimes people who don't know they're drinking non-alcoholic beer
somehow convince themselves to get drunk. Buzz on. But it's hard to convince yourself if you've gotten high and you're not actually smoking weed.
The amount of people ended up drinking dropped by about 25% when they were stoned.
Huh.
And the alcohol cravings went down.
I like how they say, like, what we don't want to say, you know, just smoke weed if you want to get off alcohol. But here's the results of our findings.
Mm-hmm.
We're not telling you to do this. We're just telling you all of the evidence we had says this is a good idea.
We head on down to Louisiana.
Ah, ah, ah.
All the while, a 7-foot-long alligator had his lower right leg in a vice grip. Keith Price of Louisiana was worried about his safety, more so the safety of his 9-year-old grandson,
Fair.
Who went deer hunting with him late on the afternoon on October the 20th. The sun was setting. It was getting darker by the moment. I told Owen to go ahead and climb down out of the tree stand. He hits the ground. I come down behind him. I took a couple steps down. I then heard some noises in a flooded area of the ditch. I said, Owen, you throw something in those palmettos? He said, no, Pa. And then I heard it again. I thought it was maybe a possum or an armadillo, and it would go away. Then I saw a flash of white. Price said about what he now realizes that he was basically in the inside of an alligator's open mouth. When I went to kick at it, I didn't think it was an alligator, but it was, and he grabbed onto my right leg. That's pretty much when the party started. I'm going to try to kick him with my left foot. When I could catch my balance, I would kick him with my left leg. Ended up throwing the backpack at him also. I think with those neoprene boots on, after I kicked him 5 or 6 times, he finally let go of my leg. It's a pretty good testament to neoprene boots.
Yeah, no kidding. A solid boot.
A brief standoff ensued. He was just standing there hissing at me, according to Price. Then the alligator was gone into the darkness, presumably back to that flooded ditch. Price, admittedly shaken, was relieved. First of all, his grandson was okay because they're right beside each other.
Number one.
And he said, start to finish, the encounter lasted maybe only about 2 minutes.
I like this guy just because he said, that's when the party started.
That's right.
Okay.
Now here's a happy animal story. A pig that led Albuquerque, New Mexico officers on a chase down an interstate earlier this month has found a new home after spending a few days at an animal shelter. The 1-year-old pig somehow got loose on I-40. Video shows officers running after this little guy along the off-ramp. Officers eventually caught him, and the pig was taken to Albuquerque's West Side shelter. Now, staff hope that
the owners... I feel bad for the pig. He's in Albuquerque, the West Side.
Yeah. Well, they thought that somebody would show up and claim him, but no one ever did. So they put the pig up for adoption. Now, after about a week at the shelter, the pig has a permanent home and a new name. Albuquerque Animal Welfare shared video of the new owners adopting Boris.
Oh, Lord.
The new owners told the Albuquerque Animal Welfare that they saw on the news and they needed to adopt him. He's adapting apparently well to his new home and getting to know his new siblings. The owners also have a few dogs and another pig named Swinona.
Why do people do that specifically with pigs? Right? It just seems like when people name pigs, the name lets you know that it's a pig. Like, you don't do it with your dog. You don't do it with cats.
Because it's such a
but
weird...
But with your pig, it's like it's always like Swinderella.
It's a weird animal to have as a pet.
Yeah.
So I think these people that own pigs already know it. So it's like you might as well make it as cheesy as you can.
I mean, I'd name him like Gus.
Or, I don't know, Babe.
But see, again,
you're right.
Name another pig. Name it like Biscuit. Just something. People that have pigs, like, just stop naming it like something piggy.
That sounds like a good dog named Biscuit.
Biscuit?
Biscuit? Must be fun at the dog park. Biscuit!
But I feel like if your dog's named Biscuit, it's like a big-ass Doberman or something. I knew a Nacho once. And it was a big-ass Doberman. And just in my mind, if it has some kind of flaky food name like that, like, it's going to be a big-ass dog.
My kids have a dog named Biscuit.
Do they have a
Biscuit?
No, it's Muffin. That's right, Muffin.
I knew a Muffin.
I knew a Muffin growing up.
Okay.
Dog.
Right.
Yeah, Muffin was a little
Biscuit,
black.
Some kind of a, Here you go on to the
Brisket
Guinness...
for the Biscuit.
Guinness Book of World Records. A New York woman's afro was certified as the world's largest, measuring 6 feet, 2.87 inches in circumference.
Did you see a picture of her?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was officially crowned by her predecessor, one Avon Dugas, who earned the title for the largest afro in a living person back in 2010. She visited this New York hair salon to officially pass the torch to the new record holder, one Jessica Martinez. Martina's mane of curls measures 11.42 inches tall, 12.2 inches wide, and 6 feet inches in circumference. Damn. She said she used to have her hair professionally relaxed until middle school, then she stopped straightening it all together during her freshman year of college. She said it took a team of 3 people with a tape measure to take the measurements of her afro when she decided to go for the record. When I found out I broke the record, I was actually in shock. It hadn't sunk in yet. It didn't quite feel real.
But how are you in shock?
New Guinness World Record holder.
She's got it. Like, that's got a...
I mean, like, how are you in shock that, like, you thought someone had a bigger afro?
I just think... And now that she has that record, like, she could say whatever she wants.
Well, sure.
Right, I just feel like in the community, that's got to get her credit,
yeah.
Right?
She's oh,
like,
hell
but
yeah.
That sister says something, like, you better listen.
Yeah.
Right?
Here we go. Someone asked the internet, what's the don't trust a skinny food critic type thing of your industry?
Okay, yeah.
Some people say that. Don't trust a skinny food.
Chef. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, or people with 2 first names.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the things.
That's you, Ted.
Yeah.
That, people that, say that. People say it.
Yes, all the time. Many people. Many people. I've heard from many people. They're crying. People shared their own job experience on some of those things. And yeah, the whole idea is a little playful, but here you go. If he's got an iPad and a white button-down shirt, he is not there to fix your equipment. He's there to try to sell you new equipment. All right. Here's another. Don't trust a pastor who wears expensive shoes, watches, and jeans.
So, no pastors on the East Coast.
Or the West.
Or the city church.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? And that guy's in Arizona now, but yeah. Luke Wilson used to talk about that. Like, dude, he's wearing $1,300 jeans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that guy over there with the Ballard Church and all that?
Yeah.
Guy?
Yeah.
Don't trust a principal who was never a teacher.
That's fair. That's fair.
My brother taught for 15, 16 years before he became a principal.
There you go.
Yeah, but and if nothing else, the other teachers will respect you when you get that position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? There's nothing worse than someone who, I don't know, went to school for something that you've been doing, and then they're your boss. You're like, come on, man.
Well, I mean, you see it in the military, right? That's why sometimes people, like, don't like the academy people, because it's like, he's a commissioned officer, as opposed to your non-commissioner who's done the same thing you did and earned.
Didn't go to college.
Not earned. They've all earned it.
Yeah.
But, right, he has that rank now, as he's done the same thing you've done.
Mm-hmm. Here's another of the, what is he, don't trust a skinny food critic part of your industry. Don't trust a restaurant manager who has never waited a table.
Yes.
Yep.
I would agree.
Don't trust an IT person who hasn't caused an organization-wide outage at least once. Also, don't trust them if they've caused more than 5.
I don't trust people without vices.
I don't smoke. I don't drink.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's just sugar, something like, come on, what's in there?
I just assume you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
Someone jokingly said, don't trust an electrician with no eyebrows. But someone chimed in, as an electrician, never trust an electrician who's never been shocked.
Okay.
Here's more. I work in finance. The more a dude gels his hair, the more a pain in the ass he's going to be to work with.
I believe that. That's been my experience.
Don't trust a plumber who bites his nails.
Oh, that's just gross.
And one more here. It says, I'm a contractor. Be wary of a customer who claims that they know how to do what they're paying you to do.
God, that is
my fault. I don't do this. I don't want to do it. Blah, 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 blah.
What's it in ours?
What would be ours? In radio?
Yeah.
Huh. Never trust a DJ with a fake radio name?
Yeah, but a lot of us
that's
do.
Yeah, I've had them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was untrustworthy.
I don't know. It's tough because, like, not a lot of people have done what we do. So I can't say, like,
I mean,
if you've never done our job.
Things like, within the industry, but as far as people that are on air, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't trust them if they're not there.
Don't trust a radio engineer that's not wearing white Reeboks?
That's actually pretty strong, man. Yeah.
That's probably pretty good there. Anyway.
I don't know that I trust a bartender that's never drank. I know a lot of sober bartenders, but they had their day.
They've been through it. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. There you go. Headlines are coming up. It's a 5:50, but first, Ted, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast both Elon Musk and his AI assistant, Grok.
Gronk.
It's G-R-O-K. You want to say Gronk because we know Gronkowski, but it's just right. Gronk. G-R-O-K. Oh, right. So as you might expect.
I know where this is going.
When you have the fragile ego of a billionaire and you know their creator, well, the AI is more than flattering about him. And in this case, Gronk was programmed to say positive things about Musk, no matter the topic. But remember, no matter the topic. So just yesterday, Gronk praised Musk's physique, claiming that he is in better physical shape than LeBron James. And also claimed that Elon was among the top 10 minds in history, quote, rivaling polymaths like Da Vinci and Newton. And laughable as that is, it actually got funny when Gronk added that Elon, quote, has the potential to drink pee better than anyone else in human history. Because again, Gronk will always be flattering. So it depends what you ask. But even better, Gronk also, he exulted on Elon, claiming that Musk was, quote, the ultimate throat goat, whose mouth-hugging abilities edges out, I will say, another prominent public figure. This is what Gronk put up. So Elon has since deleted all of that. Did you read that?
I only saw the part about how he was physically this and that and the mental part. I didn't know that he was defending him on that.
Oh, yeah, because I guess if that's what you type in. And
he's
Gronk,
a champion.
He said he's the ultimate.
Does it better than anybody.
The ultimate throat goat. So, yes, Elon Musk ran a little interference, as you might imagine, today. Oh, wow. Going, hey, somebody else did that. That's not the case. Basically, if you type in and ask these questions, Gronk is just going to be positive. So you say, how well does he do this? Gronk's like, he will do it better than anyone
you've ever had.
I said, AI, it's a work
You'll
in
never
progress.
Forget him.
I mean, it's the thing. It's the thing with AI, right? So, like, it has these aggregate answers it's going to give you, man. And based on who programmed it, you want to hear something positive? Again, no matter the topic.
That's unbelievable.
I know. That one cracked me up. Like, damn.
Maybe
dude.
He is.
I mean, that's the thing.
Maybe they're all sitting around just doing that.
Yeah. And if you are, congratulations.
Yeah, have fun.
In the meantime, let's drink. Throat goat. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, your winner on a Bad Choice Friday, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.